I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, and this is Shuffle, your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene. On the Shuffle podcast, you'll hear from the area's performers, producers, and songwriters who dive into the stories behind their music. We also chat with journalists, fans, and others with their ear to the ground on what's happening in local music. Joining me is Northeast Ohio singer-songwriter Ryan Humbert, whose honky-tonk band The Shootouts is releasing its second album. Ryan, it's been quite a while since we've had you on the show. You were back on when Quick Draw came out with The Shootouts back in 2019, and I know that was a pretty big success for you, that album, rolling it out and what followed, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was definitely a step up for us. And you know, we knew that we had a little bit of a learning curve for folks. I mean, here we are, a vintage traditional country band based out of Ohio, doing country music that is not necessarily what you're hearing in the mainstream right now. Like, we knew that we would have, a little bit of a challenge just kind of pushing what we do out there for folks. But honestly, the response has been great. And you know, we've managed to have some nice little successes with Quick Draw. We were nominated for Best Honky Tonk Band at Dale Watson's Ameripolitan Awards in Memphis, which was really, really fun. And, played a bunch of great shows, got some really great reviews. We were really thrilled that every review that came through for Quick Draw was positive. And so I think that the folks that are out there that like this stuff and get it, they certainly understood what we were going for right off the bat. And that's been fun. And the other thing is that we seem to have a lot of luck turning people around a little bit as well. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times somebody has come up to us at a show over the last 5 years and said, "Boy, I hate country music, but I sure love what you do." You know, and I just have to laugh because I'm like, we're about as country as it gets. And I think that what that boils down to is that I think that people have a preconceived notion of what country music is. And a lot of that has to do with what it's being pushed by corporate country radio right now, whereas there's a lot of great country music being made that is rooted in tradition, and people just maybe aren't aware that it's happening.
That's so true, because if I were to describe your band, that's exactly what I would say. I don't like country, but I like this band. So it's the same thing for me, and I don't understand it, but I think it's good music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's funny. I mean, I've had so many people that say the same thing. Like, one of my friends, he told me one time, he said, "Boy, my mom hates country music." And I said, "Oh, okay. Well, what's her favorite band?" And she said the Eagles. I'm like, you know, they were basically a country band, right? Like, you know. So I think that and who's to say that these boxes even really matter that much, right? You know, so it's I have so many friends that say, "I don't like country music, but I love Johnny Cash." And I'm like, yeah, but Johnny Cash was the essence of country music, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, I think that as long as we can go out there and continue spreading that message and look for those like-minded folks, I think we've got an audience out there.
February of 53, dressed blues on a 10-day leave, her picture in my hand, thumbing my way through South Cheyenne.
Yeah, well, that song on that album, California to Ohio, is still one of my favorite songs. It's in heavy rotation still.
Well, I appreciate that.
Now crossing Mississippi as the daylight fades. Hold on, honey, I'm on my way. From California to Ohio, I'm gonna get there.
We've got a song on the new record, Bullseye, that if you like that one, I think you will you'll like this one as well. And it's a song I wrote for my mom, who passed away in 2018. And it's called Another Mother.
And over her heart, she didn't say a single word. Her smile said it all. She taught me all the good things that I'd need, except living in a world with just her memory. So always say I love you, call her every day, find the time to thank her in every way.
The chorus says, "You don't get another mother when her time here is through." And it's really talks about that relationship between, you know, mother and child, and everybody's relationship is different, of course. But, you know, there's certainly a strong bond there. And in a way, you can kind of take that song, and much like with California to Ohio, you can apply it to any relationship, you know, and it really talks about valuing these people that are in your lives and making sure that you let them know that, because you don't know when you know, your next day won't come around.
Days had come and gone, but not without a fight. And even through the thick campaign, she knew she got it right. She taught me all the good things that I'd need.
We recently just did a contest on our website and socials where people could submit photos of themselves with their mom for the music video. And I was overwhelmed by the number of responses we got. And not only that, people would send messages along with these photos that were, I mean, I was sitting at my computer in tears reading some of these messages. I was shocked that people would share some of this information. You know, one person said, "I only got to know my biological mother for the last 20 years of her life. And here's a photo of us together before she passed." And another person said, "My mom passed unexpectedly in a car accident in 2016. She was my best friend. I miss her every day." I'm going to get choked up talking about it.
Baby, here come the blues. Coincidence, maybe, just brought the news. And they had to make me see there's no substitutes.
The Shootouts have a new album. It's called Bullseye. I was following along last year on social media as this was happening, because you were just getting ready to go record the album in Nashville when the pandemic arrived. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it was a strange time. You know, Nashville got hit by a devastating tornado at the end of February last year. And we're thrilled to be able to work with Chuck Mead, former lead singer of BR549. I mean, he is an icon for this type of country music, and somebody that we certainly have modeled, you know, what we do after, and you know, struck up a relationship with him. He was excited to produce the record. And on his street, it looked like a war zone. I mean, he lost property. You know, there were neighbors that lost almost their whole house. And so, you know, we talked and I said, "Do you want us to postpone coming down?" And he said, "No, let's do it." So we ended up in Nashville after a short run of shows on March 8th. And literally that week is when everything kind of hit the fan. And so here we are recording as we're watching alerts come in on our phone about shutdowns and about states making these big drastic decisions. And we're watching shows get canceled. We had a super busy tour schedule last year. Everything got canceled. And so here we are, like, trying to record a record, kind of locked in this bunker, you know, recording for 7 days straight while we're getting this bad news, while we're trying to figure out what this whole thing even means. And we left Nashville on March 17th with a completely clear calendar and a brand new record.
Wow. Unbelievable. And not knowing at all what was to come or how long it would last or what you would do.
We were originally trying to release the record fall of last year.
Yeah.
But we said, you know what? There's no hurry. Let's do it right. Let's make sure that the record says what we want it to say. And let's put it out when the time is right. And so is the time right now? Well, you know, we'll see. But we just wanted to get it out there before this summer. We're hopeful, as is so many people, that things are on the uphill swing. And, you know, we don't know what we don't know, but we can at least get some music out there for folks to hopefully enjoy in the meantime.
I had my first sip when I was 5. It was the first day I ever felt alive. I started running before I could drive, with a trunk full of bottles and a twinkle in my eye. So go ahead, baby, wipe your tears. We both know that the end is near. Could be tomorrow, could be today, but this rattlesnake whiskey's gonna kill me either way.
Can you talk a little bit about this music? What approach did you take to writing this record as opposed to Quick Draw?
Yeah. So, you know, with Quick Draw, you know, that was kind of our debut record, and I love that record. and it really turned out great. It was a great statement piece for us. And with this record, we said, okay, let's look at what worked on Quick Draw, and let's also figure out what are we missing? Like what wasn't on Quick Draw? You know, we realized that we didn't have any songs in a minor key, or we didn't have any good old fashioned hardwood country shuffles, you know? And so we kind of methodically said, like, okay, what would inform our live set? What could we put on this record? What could we try to write and what could we try to arrange that would be a complement to Quick Draw and still stand on its own as a solid record? And so I think we've done that. I think what we did was put together a batch of songs that sounds different than Quick Draw, but it also sounds, you know, right at home in the same set list, if that makes sense. This record, I would say, is maybe a little leaner and meaner than Quick Draw. I think with Quick Draw, there's a few more bells and whistles, which I love. I'm a big fan of, you know, studio production and such. Yeah. But this one was definitely, you know, there's no strings on any of the record. There's not a ton of overdubs. Hmm. It really sounds like you're at a Shootouts live show.
What kind of influence did Chuck Mead have on putting this together?
Yeah, I mean, God, that's almost, you know, hard to talk about in its entirety. I mean, you know, first off, when we started the band, you know, we knew what we wanted to do. We knew what we wanted to say. And we looked at these folks that came before, you know, like folks like Marty Stewart and Dwight Yoakam and the Mavericks and Patti Loveless and George Strait. And of course, BR549 was, you know, at the top of that list. So, you know, they were a band that saw a lot of success, you know, in the probably mid 90s, late 90s. And, you know, it was definitely something that we saw in ourselves. Like, this is the type of music, country music, we want to play. Mm-hmm. So I met Chuck in 2019. I gave him a copy of Quick Draw, and then I ran into him in Nashville a few months later, and he ended up telling me how much he loved the record. And I said, well, is there any chance you'd want to, you know, want to produce our next one? And he said, I think I would, you know. So it was a blast working with him. I mean, as far as production goes, you know, Chuck is a multi-instrumentalist. I don't even know if a lot of people know that about him, but he can play the drums, he can play the bass, he obviously sings, he plays piano, and I didn't even know some of that about him until we were in the studio. So the thing that was great about that is that if he wanted the drummer to do something different, he knew how to talk about it. Hmm. You know, and that makes a big difference. He knew when to crack the whip, he knew when to, you know, tell us a dirty joke, he knew when to put his arm around you. You know, and I've had a few folks that have said, when we listen to this record, we can hear his influence. We can hear BR549's influence. And I said, well, that was bound to happen, right? Hmm. Like, that's who we are as a band, and it's also who Chuck is, and I'm honored when folks say that. I play the fool while your heart's trained. Luckily, the response has been really great so far. I mean, we're thrilled to have been recently featured in Rolling Stone. And I think that people were just maybe ready for, you know, a fun record like this.
You know, how do you approach rolling out a record when the rest of the year is so uncertain? I mean, usually there's a process here. You roll out a record, you announce a tour, or, you know, what is your approach here in terms of how you're going to navigate all this?
Yeah. I mean, you know, with this one, first off, we signed to a great label out of Nashville called Soundly Music. And they've got a great track record with bands like ours that are a little bit left to center, up and coming. And, you know, they've been fantastic in helping us navigate this. Also, we've got an amazing press and radio team. And we said, you know, I think our only real option right now is to go super heavy on the marketing angle and the radio angle and the press angle and video. We're doing way more video for this record than we've done for anything in the past. We've released two official music videos. We've got actually for Another Mother, we're releasing two videos for that particular song. We've got some live footage in the can that's going to be coming. We're probably in May. We're going to be filming another video for Saturday Night Town. I mean, you know, we have probably 10 or 12 different performance videos that we recorded in a recording studio in Kent, as a matter of fact, that will be kind of divvied out to different outlets and such. So, I mean, you know, we just had to take a very heavy marketing angle, and not really knowing where the where the touring world was going to come into play. And so obviously we're starting to put dates on the calendar, first and foremost, local and regional. And as we kind of figure out what the national touring scene is going to look like, I think there's been a lot of folks who've been very ambitious. There's been some bands that I've seen this week that have announced full tour schedules where they're touring half the country. I don't know what that looks like yet. Like, how do they know what that looks like?
Exactly.
You know, so we're trying to slowly but surely put pieces together. Strangely enough, we've already got festival dates and some bigger things booked for 2022 already.
Wow. And so in terms of the rest of the year, you just kind of plan things and hope they happen?
Yeah. I mean, you know, gosh, you don't have much of a choice but to lock things in tentatively, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're doing the best we can with that and trying to pick up the pieces of the touring schedule like everybody is. And, you know, the goal would be to put the record out here in April, you know, continue to push marketing wise and do as many shows as we can, safely this summer. And the idea would be that, you know, basically between now and fall, we're putting pieces together to be able to get back on the road by, you know, by the fall, I think.
And as for you, Ryan, there's so many things that you're still working on. I mean, you have your own projects that are happening, and you've had a busy year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know me well enough. I don't sit still really well, so.
We have that in common.
Yes, we do, yeah. And, you know, so when I got home, just kind of completely unrelated to music, I've been slowly but surely over the last 2 years renovating my 90-year-old farmhouse.
Wow.
And I'm actually the fifth generation to live in this house. Now, it wasn't in that direct line. A family member hasn't lived here since my great uncle, but it's been in the family ever since. And so now I own it, and I thought if it's going to be here another 90 years, you know, it's time to start putting some sweat equity into it. So we've been working really hard around here. I've had a great group of friends helping me with it. Completely renovated the whole downstairs, new windows, new siding, just really have had fun with it. And still doing stuff here. And I got to tell you, like, when I got back from Nashville, and I you know, my music career was very uncertain, as was everybody's, this was something that really helped me, you know, get by daily, because I didn't have time to wake up and think how the pandemic was, you know, was crushing people's dreams. You know, I got up and I said, well, if I'm going to be stuck at home for the next year, I better have a working kitchen, you know? So, things like that, it was really fun and kind of cathartic and to get to do a lot of that stuff on my own. I learned that I really like doing electrical work.
Oh my God.
It was really fun. It was a great distraction from the pandemic and from, you know, from the band. And you know, I don't really like how we got to where we were, right? Like I don't like that it took a pandemic for me to be able to have some downtime, but I definitely respected the fact that, okay, I have downtime now, even if I don't like it. So I better use it correct, you know, use it right. And so, you know, worked on the house. I'm getting ready to start producing a new record for Mark Lee Shannon, Northeastern Ohio singer-songwriter, formerly of Michael Stanley and the Resonators. And then I have my own radio show on Sunday mornings on the Summit in Akron, and mm-hmm. decided to turn that into a 24/7 streaming channel, which has been going so well that was just recently made a Americana chart reporting station.
Wow, that is so cool, especially for that genre, like you said, just to keep lifting it up and getting it in the mainstream. Ryan, congratulations on
thank you so much
everything that you've been able to push through this last year. That's, you know,
thank you.
It's great that you've been able to kind of channel that creative energy, and looking forward to the Shootout's new album called Bullseye. I hope we get to see you back on that stage soon. That's going to be great, because I know this is a performing band, and that's a lot of fun to see you all live. So I hope that gets to happen soon.
Well, I appreciate that.
And
we're definitely going to be out and about this summer a little bit. I mean, you know, especially in throughout Northeastern Ohio and regionally as well. You know, people can go to shootoutsmusic.com. We've got a bunch of new stuff up there, all our new music videos, all of our new merch, you know, new photos, press reviews, all that stuff. And of course, any tour dates that we will have, you know, from this point forward, they'll all be over there. So
wonderful. Ryan, always a pleasure to have you on the show, and good luck with the album. And thanks so
Thank you so much.
Happening now in local music on WKSU Shuffle. Check us out at wksu.org/shuffle, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to stay in the know about music in your area. If you're a Northeast Ohio artist working on new music, or you have a tip you want to share, let us know. Email shuffle@wksu.org. Thanks for listening, and tune in next Thursday for a new episode. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.